Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, this weekend I finally had a moment where I think my like nesting has started kicking in just slightly. Just like a little tinge of nesting.
Can I just say, knowing you for now 9 years,
yeah,
it's very out of character for you to be really calm and then just make snap panic choices. Like, this is a new shade.
So new for me.
A new shade on you. But yeah, 22 weeks pregnant.
22 weeks pregnant, 23 as of tomorrow. And over the weekend, my husband, family is visiting and they were asking us, you know, like, is there anything you guys need? We'd love to, you know, grab you guys something for the baby while we're here. And then my mum was texting me saying, oh, I've seen there's some specials on this weekend.
It's a parent off.
Yeah, let us know. We want to buy you some stuff. Like, oh, okay, everyone wants to buy stuff. And I looked at my husband and I was like, we should really start like picking. We haven't got anything.
Potato's halfway cooked.
Yeah, we don't have a pram. We don't have like a bed thing for it to sleep in. Nothing.
Oh, God, I'd do some research. Bassinet, cot. Yeah. There are a few like real words that you would... go into baby bunting. Have you got any of those bed things? For when, you know, when they sleep.
And this is the thing, like I'm over halfway now, and a lot of the books I'm reading are like, look, you need to be prepared from like 32 weeks onwards.
I think they
be ready to have it from 36.
Yeah,
but be prepared to go to 42.
Pretty much.
And so I was like, okay, I really need to get onto this now. So we did a panic trip to the most heaving place in all of Geelong yesterday. Was Baby Bunting.
Well, rookie mistake going to Baby Bunting on
end of financial year. Oh my God. I know. The worst possible time I could have gone. It was absolutely just pumping in there. And we're walking around and everything looks the same to me. I felt like such a terrible mum already because I'm walking around and I'm like, all these prams look the same. They all just have different numbers attached to them.
They have different like little features.
Do they? Because they all look identical to me.
Storage is the main thing that I'll say to you.
Right.
Is that you want to be high on.
Mm-hmm.
Get a lot of storage because you'll take a lot of crap with you. So you're going to need somewhere to put it.
One of the lovely staff members was like, do you need a hand? And I was like, yes, please.
You're like, oh, you saw me crying on the ground. Wow, how astute you are. Yes, I do require some service because I'm having a breakdown.
And I was like, I'm looking at these two prams. I can't tell the difference.
Why is there $1,000 difference between the two of them?
And she was like, would you like to take them apart? We can show you how they pack down.
That's a good thing as well.
And so we did the first one, the cheaper one. We looked through it. Oh, you know, three steps. It was
packed away.
I was like, okay, that's easy. And then we went to the slightly more expensive one and we couldn't get the latch unlatched. And Akshay looked at me, my husband, and he was like, well, it's not going to be this one, is it?
If you can't figure it out now, you're not going to be able to figure
it out. We're the sales assistant right there and not having to hold a baby. Yeah.
Well, the trap is that the more expensive they are, the easier they are for
Then we looked at car everything. Seats. Car seats are the same, Tim. They all look identical. And I was like, where do we start? And so she started showing us through like this one range, this one brand. She's like, this is, you know, the cheaper end of the range. This is the most expensive. They all have the same safety. This one has gold stitching and memory foam padding. I was like, does our child need memory foam padding and gold stitching?
As you're scoffing at her, your husband's like, I think they do. Yes, I think my son will need that. Yes, he is quite a regal young man.
Well, I think we should go the memory foam for sure. And I was like, well, he might not even...
Well, the thing is, his skull's not going to... Like, for the first few months, his skull's not even going to be memory foam. It's like still... hasn't closed over yet.
Right.
You don't want to have memory foam against memory foam.
I'm just like terrified that we've made all the wrong choices. Do you know what I mean? Like, surely if it's in a baby store, it's safe.
Can I just say, this is a very normal phase.
Okay.
You're not the first parents to be that don't think they're prepared.
I left Baby Bunting feeling less prepared than I've ever felt.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like, in fact, my list grew three times by the time we left.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
It happens. You're going to get so much stuff. You're going to use a lot of it. You're not going to use a lot of it. It's all part of it. You just got to try and be smart. Just try and be smart.
We did buy a little pair of mini jeans, though.
Okay.
So, you know. That was the best decision we made on the
day. Baby in jeans is ridiculous.
I'm a sucker for like babies in like human clothing. Like he has little pockets. What is he going to put in his pockets, Tim? Nothing.
If time has told me anything, and recent in my household with our son Jack, sultanas. So as long as they can hold five in each, you should be in the clear.
Solid.
Don't let the salespeople tell you otherwise.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
We were chatting about this on Friday and want to continue it into this week because we're still on the hunt for a barista.
Right.
If you currently are a barista or have been a barista, essentially we need to decode some language.
Mm-hmm.
There's this story about this couple in Sydney. They've got a coffee machine at home, but it doesn't make espresso. He's got, what was the, a French press? Is that yes. what it's called?
Yep.
So that can't make that particular type of coffee. So his partner's been going down the road, around the block, to a cafe there, and there's been a barista leaving notes on her takeaway cups of like, "My good morning, my love. My special one."
The way my jealous butt would go down and buy myself a coffee machine so fast.
Oh, right.
So fast.
I thought that we were leading to a confrontation.
No, 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 no confrontation. Just right. You don't get my husband anymore.
Okay. So
it's my husband.
The thing is online, people are saying that this could be a normal thing. Like, but my special love and my love is, that's...
Yeah.
You wouldn't be throwing that out to anyone.
Do you remember
everyone?
When I... When I was very single, when we first started working together.
I've only ever known you as very single or very taken.
Yes.
There's no in between.
Remember when I was very single? And
it's quite a dark time for me.
That really hot listener came to one of our outside broadcasts.
Oh, yes.
And I wanted so badly
is this to when meet I had, him again. Is this when I had to make up? We gave away a CD.
We made up a prize.
I gave away a physical disc, an album. I think it was Nickelback.
And I wrote a post-it note on the inside of the CD. And we watched as he, like, we watched through the window as he came to collect it. Because I was too scared to talk to him.
Yeah.
We ended up going on a date.
Okay, so that's a bad example of what I want to talk about.
But then
for
he
this.
Moved to Sydney. Yeah. So.
Okay. Who cares about CD Boy? You know?
I'm just saying.
You're married and pregnant.
That's the only time I've ever done something so bold is to write a note to somebody.
Okay, because people are saying, is this barista leaving a note for this woman, or is this just like friendly barista banter on a takeaway coffee? Like, yes, it's a little bit flirty, but the relationship is purely transactional. Like, I see you every morning, you get a coffee.
On the flip side, if I had a barista that was like flirty with me, I'd probably be more inclined to go back to and get a coffee from there. Just feels good, doesn't it?
So let me gauge this. If this happened to your husband, you'd be furious. But if there was a barista like saying, "My beautiful Jess,"
yeah,
would you tell your husband it was happening?
Yeah, I would, and I'd make him know about it too.
Oof! You are so secure and insecure at the same time. It is actually quite hard to follow.
Well, I wouldn't do anything about it. It feels nice to get, you know, compliments.
Do you want me to catcall you?
Well, no one's catcalling me at the moment.
Okay,
my pregnancy. Anyway, sorry. Hormones.
I'm talking about a barista in Sydney here, and you've brought up that you're not getting catcalled because you're pregnant. Can I get you outside of your box for a second?
Okay, I'm climbing out.
Okay, thank you. Get out of the box. Do you think it's normal, or do you think it's a little bit off?
I don't think there's anything off about it. It's only off if you're not into it.
We started this on Friday, and I'm more confused now.
Well, maybe we need to hear from someone else.
Anyone else with a coherent thought in their brain, because I am a little bit lost if I'm being honest. 5223295. If you're a barista, even if you're not, do you think this is weird?
Everyone that's called up is in fact a barista, including Damonette from Armstrong Creek. Damonette, would you ever leave notes like this as a barista?
Probably not that far. I leave notes like, "Have a good day," "Happy Monday," "Happy Sunday," and with love hearts and smiley faces.
See, I imagine as a barista, you feel pressure to like change up your message every day. Is that like do you do the same thing for everyone or?
Sometimes. Like there's some regulars that like whenever they order, they get somewhat the same message, but like changed up slightly each day. But yeah.
Is there like a secret language that us normies might not know about, that there's like a barista code and you like will leave little marks or like
conversations? Yeah, because my husband often gets a coffee from the same barista every day and he'll always get like a love heart next to his name. Is she hitting on my husband? Damn it.
I don't think so, but if there's a barista code, I don't know about it.
Okay, all
right.
Right.
We'll get you in the next clubhouse meeting.
Maybe Christy from Ballerine knows this code. Christy, you're also a barista. Is there a barista code?
There is no code, but every barista, I think, has to be like a little bit unhinged, a little bit cuckoo in some sort of way. We've all got bubbly personalities.
Right, yeah. That's the like the barista way.
Do you leave notes?
I do leave notes, but like, "Have a good day," love hearts, smiley faces.
Okay. Even though like they do technically, like when you would send a love heart to someone, it'd normally be someone you care about, but a love heart is harmless in barista world.
Yes, harmless.
Okay.
Okay, Chrissy, what's the most unhinged thing you've ever written on a coffee cup?
I don't know. I think I wrote happy birthday all over a cup one time.
Was it their birthday?
I just gave it to a lady that was at work and she was talking about how it was her birthday to her friend. So I just wrote it all over her cup.
That's cute.
That's the mark.
Would have been better
barista.
If it wasn't her birthday. But
yeah, that would have been funny. All right, Katie in Lawn, you're a barista there. What have you got for us? Is there like a secret language? Do you think it's okay that this kind of stuff happens, or are you partaking?
I think you build up relationships, especially if you're serving someone coffee every single day. But the funniest story I had is a girl came in and asked for the Wi-Fi code with her coffee. So the guy, like I made the coffee, and a beautiful waiter took out the Wi-Fi code with the coffee. And she came up and complained, saying, oh, that man's just given me his phone number. It's completely out of control. And I was like, no, that's the Wi-Fi code that you asked for.
I would die.
It was like,
the way I would sleep out of that place. Katie.
Yeah, she was very embarrassed.
Well, it's your fault for having a Wi-Fi that starts with +614, you know? That's...
Well, it didn't.
I guess, hey, good on them for stepping up, saying, hey, yeah. this isn't okay. But in this very specific incident, it was just trying to
It was totally
pass
okay.
Along. Okay, all right. Is it? Do you think it is like if you are a single person, you can tell the person who orders the coffee is single? Is it a good way to like... pass on your number? It's probably one of the better ways to do it more naturally, right?
Yeah. You know what? If you've served them a few coffees and you've got a bit of chemistry, then, you know, why not? If you're a single person with a single person, but, you know, not for everyone that walks in, that would be a bit weird.
Okay. So if there's a marshmallow and the phone number on it, then we're looking good. All right. I like that. That's a good plan.
This is Tim and Jess.
I've actually really enjoyed over the last almost 2 years going on this parenting journey and getting to share some of the fun little things that have happened along the way. Now, my son, Jack, he's turning 2 in a month, which is wild.
That is crazy.
But it's the thing, like, it's super common. The first year, it's like, it feels like it goes on for a while. Mm. And then 1 to 2 is just like, done.
It feels like the whole thing's gone so quick. I mean, watching from afar.
Mm.
But he's just, every time I see him, he's just like a new little man.
Yeah, and like the killer is, and no one tells you this, there's no like date where they go, you don't have a baby anymore. You've got a little boy or a little girl. And you go, oh man, I can't say I've got a little baby boy. Like, I've got this
I think
child.
I could pin it for Jack to when you got him his big boy haircut.
It happens.
That was a huge transition.
That's sick phase.
Like,
right.
Who is this young man with a sick fade?
Something happened yesterday. And again, in all of the baby books I read, chatting to all the friends of mine or family members that are parents, they don't tell you about some of the cool stuff. And yesterday is one of the coolest things ever. We are at the stage now where I can steal my son's nose and put it in my pocket.
Oh.
The old... put it between your two fingers and
he fully believes that that's his nose.
He was not happy.
Wow.
He said, Dada, nose, back, please.
Did you pretend to eat it?
Oh, it was delicious.
I'm not sure on that one for a while.
It was delicious. And again, no one tells you when they're going to interact with you or they're going to get hooked on something. Mm-hmm. And yesterday was the day where now I have his nose. And I can take it whenever I want. And he really is He initially he thought it was first, and then it was like, all right, Dada. Well, jokes aside, I would quite like my nose back,
please.
If you could please bring it back,
I do require that for the smelling.
Yep. And so and the thing is, what I find incredible is he is touching his nose that again I haven't actually taken.
Yeah.
He can feel it, but his brain goes, it's not there.
It's taken.
And
it
he's
from
like,
it.
Then he looks at his mum and he goes, Mama. Dada's got my nose. His Dada knows. And she goes, yeah, well, you probably should say sorry. It's good to force an apology out.
Yeah, nice.
Because he's all
his second birthday, he opens an empty box. You pull out his nose.
There it is. Thank you so much. But yeah, it was just, I didn't realize how incredible it was going to feel. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been looking forward to, I've been trying to teach him how to do a thumbs up, a passive aggressive thumbs up. So if he's over someone speaking, he, instead of saying anything, he can just.
Oh, God, but imagine the first time you get one of those.
Yeah.
On the receiving end of that.
But that's something that I've been, like, pushing. Like, we've been practicing a thumbs up for a while, and he still hasn't been able to get it. And then yesterday, I was just like, I'm just going to try and steal your nose. And I'm a criminal in his eyes.
Next time I babysit, I'm going to teach him to flip the bird.
No, no, no. It's not the
Give Daddy one of these when he gets home.
This is not the milestones that I am talking
Tell
about.
Tell him Auntie Jess sent you. It means I love you.
Yeah. Okay, well, have you noticed I only ask you to babysit in worst case scenarios? Because he keeps swearing in Macedonian and I don't know how to get him to stop. So thank you very much. This is Tim and Jess. Jess, we work with a lot of interesting people here at the radio station, you would say. I think over the last couple of weeks in particular on our socials, you would have seen a lot of the people we work with at the radio station having a jump at our vertical leap wall.
Yeah, you and I started this on a whim. It's captured the office.
Oh, it really has.
It has.
And essentially, for people that might not know, what does everyone have to do at the moment?
Anyone that comes into this building is given a post-it note and they have to see how high they can jump and place that post-it note on the wall.
You get one jump.
Get one jump.
Now, there was one person who we were waiting for the last 2 weeks. He's been away, but he's back today and he's had a fair decent jump. But it's not about the jump that we've invited the man into the studio. It's Chappie from the digital team. Hello, Chappie.
Hello. It's good to be back.
Anyone, well, no, you got to remember that anyone listening hasn't missed you.
Yeah.
I reckon they have.
But any video you see on our socials at K-Rock Geelong, Jess.
Chappie usually has his grubby little paws all over
very,
it.
Very, very grubby. Now, Chappie, you were away last week because you were moving house.
Correct.
But you were telling us a story that I think is so wild that I was like, we need to talk about this on the show.
We have a criminal in our midst.
We do have a criminal in our midst. Chappie.
Yes.
We're not going to say the suburb, but you've recently moved house to a place where they don't allow cats.
Correct.
Now, you own this house.
Yes.
So it was in the building contract?
I believe twice.
Okay.
Just to really make sure that the message got across.
So what was the exact wording? Like, what's in the building?
I don't know the exact wording, but basically cats are not allowed domestic or feral in the area because it's surrounded by like a forest, like a protected forest area.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So wanted to have a quick chat. You said you're comfortable talking about this.
You have two cats.
Two cats.
Indoor cats?
Both indoor cats. They're not smarter. They're not street smart.
All right.
Sure.
So let's talk moving day.
Yep.
What happened? You've got cats. You're not selling the cats to move to this house.
We are not selling the cats. We didn't rehome the cats. We got removalists to come and help us with the heavy stuff. And we've got cat scratching posts and stuff like that. We thought, actually, the neighbours probably will have a bit of a geeze with all the trucks coming and going.
Of course. Who doesn't?
So we'll move that stuff ourselves. So my partner, she's got like a little hatchback. We shove the scratching post in there under the cover of darkness, mind you, about 8:30 at night.
Waited for it to get dark.
Waited for it to get dark.
They're in full black with like little black beanies on.
The hoods were up. So we put the scratching post in the car. I was in the back seat with the cats on my lap. They don't do well in the car, but anyway, they
name a cat that does. I'm yet to find one. I've had Jess's cat vomit and poo in my car.
She's not a vomiter anymore.
Oh, that's good. She's working on herself.
Just the poos.
Yeah. No. Well, I wish I had your cat on the move because the drive there was interesting. But anyway, we smuggled them in under the darkness of night. We haven't opened our blinds yet because we're too scared.
Talk to me about like getting them in the house. So it's pitch black.
It's pitch black. We make sure we reverse into the garage.
Yep.
We put the roller door down and then we open the door to get the cats out. Then we take the scratching post out once the garage door's down. It was a very covert operation.
See, one of my cat's favourite things to do is to sit in the front window and
look out. Yeah, watch all
of the neighbours.
Yeah.
If she hears a car, she's straight on it. She's our neighbourhood watch.
Does this mean, I've been thinking about this and I don't know if you've considered this. Does this mean you can never become friends with your neighbours?
Correct.
Because if you ever invite them over, they're going to see that you've got cats in the house.
Yep. We're going to have to be the people on the street that just don't talk to anyone.
I mean, luckily you are quite an introvert. But this is wild to me that there are places like
this. So how do you plan on, like, so just never opening the front blinds? They're just...
No, well, we've got plantation shutters and we're just hoping that they're not smart enough to figure out that they can actually open them with the paws. God.
So it's all riding on if the cats stay hidden, really.
Yeah.
Because they can expose themselves.
They can easily expose themselves, yeah. So hopefully...
What would happen?
Well, they get taken away.
Don't know. There's Facebook groups for this local area as well.
Like cat watchers.
There's cat watchers. So people have security cameras.
Oh, God!
And they screenshot their security cameras and be like, cat spotted at my house, such and such time. Ooh. Someone deal with it.
Ooh. Wow.
So
I can't believe there's communities like this that exist.
There's people there that take it very seriously. And looking back on it, I probably should have done this anonymously. But anyway.
You win some. That's live radio for you.
That's it.
Well, we appreciate you sharing, you filthy criminal. and best of luck. And cannot wait to hear an update. And I think I'll give you 2 months before you've found out.
I give it two days until the cats figure out they can open the blinds.
Yeah, look, it's not looking good. And if you do see any invoices for like bail requests or something like that, just know that it's from me.
Okay.
This is not the part of the Ocean's movies where you see George Clooney going, well, jeez, this is not what we were expecting. The bloody cats are inside the casino. So, Chappie, best of luck to you, you filthy criminal, and thank you for coming on the show.
No worries.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.